Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to Super City. Yes, I do have a new webcam. Thank you, Sam. Hi, I'm Andy Horton, and with me as always, if he's over there, or there, or there, or wherever the fuck he is Sam.
I know you got that wrong. Right. So, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to break it down for you. Real nice, real easy. There's no news?
Yep. We're doing this on Wednesday the 30th of September, and there's nothing. The only thing I can find to talk about is The Rock's dog has died.
Well, thanks, Andy.
Well, I can't find anything else, okay?
What, you had to mention that? You couldn't have talked about the Raw rating declining. You couldn't have talked about a new date being added to the Go to Hell tour, or as I like to call it, Brocktober.
You had
to talk about a dead dog. In the first minute of the show. Well, dog's dead. Shit. What can we do? What are we going to do now?
Speaking of things,
yeah, try and segue onto what we're meant to be talking about from dead dogs, Andy. I really want to see you try this.
I kind of wish Kane's career was over.
Like The Rock's dog?
No, yes. Sadly, yes. The point is we're going to be talking about... It's Kane! We're going to talk about Kane.
Kane, you know what?
I nearly hit my arm on my cabinet thing, so let's not do that. Oh god, I'm out of focus.
This is fucking amazing. Right.
So yeah, Kane.
Kane. Right, the reason why we're just talking about Kane today, it's not for no reason. It's for the reason that, Andy, you dislike Kane, right?
I really hate Kane.
I like Kane.
You like Kane.
I like what they're doing, honest to God, I like what they're doing with Kane right now. I think it's good.
You like Kane?
I like Kane.
That doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't that make sense, Andrew?
I want to hear why you think Kane is good first, because...
Okay. Right. The Demon Kane! The Demon Kane is finally back. And when I say finally back, I mean back for like the fifth time this decade. But...
Sam.
What?
I've accidentally pressed something on Benicam, and I'm on fire.
Well, that's appropriate.
Exactly, so just keep talking once I fix this.
Alright. Fucking amazing.
I'm on fire! Right. I'm on fire!
Demon Kane, right? Demon Kane's back.
Kane!
And he's not only back, he's back in the form of a split personality shared with Corporate Kane. For those who didn't watch Night of Champions, the match between Seth Rollins and Sting ended when Sting died and was escorted out of the arena, and then Sheamus came in and tried to cash in. But who should stop him but Demon Kane, who hasn't been seen since Brock Lesnar broke his leg.
Yeah, I really hate Demon Kane.
But he came back. He tombstoned everybody.
Sadly, yes.
Chokeslammed everybody.
Sadly, yes.
Next night on Raw, Corporate Kane's back. And he's like, I didn't do it. I didn't do shit. What the fuck are you guys talking about? I'm not Demon Kane, I'm Corporate Kane. Here's my mug. Just being Corporate Kane. Very Jekyll and Hyde-esque story we've got going on. Or, if you're a wrestling fan, Abyss Joseph Park.
Right. The issue I have is that Kane is old. And he's...
Okay.
I was in a pub with my mate, and my webcam's going mad. And it, literally just a minute ago, we weren't drinking, I had a Coke. And I was like, oh, Kane is on Raw. Like, Kane, he still wrestles. I went, sadly, yes. And he's like, what is he, like 512 at this point? I'm like, probably yes. And it's like, it's not good to have all these old people about. Like, Kane is the, I mean, ironically, if you compare Kane with, like, the Big Show or something, it's like the least annoying of the two. But, like, I don't know, it kind of feels like just Kane being around in 2015. The fact Big Show's around in 2015. Like, Why? And it, like, people are like, Kay needs to put the mask back on. It will save the business. I just love hanging EWR, right? No, that doesn't work. And the thing is, at this point, I almost prefer corporate Kane. I love how there's different types of Kane. What the fuck is wrong with this?
There's two.
There's corporate Kane. At one point, there was I Cook Hot Dogs Kane.
You mean concessions, Kane?
Sessions Kane, that's the one. Demon Kane. Fucking. I mean, what's
That's
next?
it.
What's next?
There's
Cleaner
never
Kane?
been any different kinds of
Caretaker
Kanes.
Kane?
No, too similar to Undertaker.
General Manager Kane. Like, what else is there gonna be?
Just
And the
those two, man.
it's dumb. I and the thing is, Kane is like, it's he looks shit in that weird suit. It looks bad.
Do you
He looks
mean the
him in his
actual
pot
suit or the
belly
wrestling suit?
and his stupid mask. It's all bad. It's like there's nothing redeemable about the Demon Kane. There's nothing redeemable at all. And Seth Rollins should be facing people who could legitimize him. Not Kane. Kane is the most. It's like the same time that you. Change the fucking channel. And it's the same as, like, the Big Show. Like, why is Big Show facing Brock? What good does that do? Like, fucking to make Big Show some kind of threat. You have to squash Cesaro and a whole bunch of other people. Brilliant. And the thing is that, like, Big Show and Kane, they're old as fuck. Like, I've seen Brock F5 Big Show. I've seen John Cena pick up Big Show. I've seen all of these things happen already. Like, okay, I haven't seen Seth Rollins beat Kane, but Kane is a fat old man. He's a fat libertarian old man. That's it. It's what? Why? Oh, so Seth Rollins beat Sting, an old man. Seth, who did he beat before? He can't even win anything clean. And I know that's his gimmick, and he's a fucking Weasley heel and all that kind of shit. But it's Kane. Why is Kane there? Kane is like an insult. Like my friend is like, he is really old now, isn't he? Yes. Why don't they find anyone new? I don't fucking know. They just don't find anyone new. They could find anyone new and stick a mask on him and call him Bane. No, that's a Marvel. No, it's a DC thing.
Oh my
It's
fucking
fine.
God,
Shut up!
Eddie.
I've had a long day at work. The point is, and I realize no one will take me seriously now that I've said that, and I'm
Nope.
also holding a cup that says, "You go, girl." But the point is that, you know what? I'm just not even going to talk anymore. I feel like I've ruined my point completely.
Well, you
You
had like
and my
50
camera's fucked up.
points. You had 50 fucking points in that entire spiel. Where do I begin?
Fuck off,
First,
Kane.
Kane is old. Yes, he's 49 years old. Yes. But the thing that I think you appear to be forgetting is that despite his age and despite how long he's been wrestling, still a pretty fucking safe worker.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he's not good in the ring. It's just like.
I will at least agree with you to some extent that he's not entertaining in the ring in regards to his moveset. I mean, yes, he hasn't really had much change over the years with his moveset, and
But
right now
fuck,
it's
he's
just
getting
kind
old.
of it's slow and it's sluggish, sure. But at least he's not gonna fucking injure anybody, and he's not at risk of being injured, like Sting.
Oh yeah, and
So.
but the thing is, it's not. I don't mind. Okay, I do mind Kane's existence, but I could put up with it if he's just there, like in the background, not really doing a lot. Like corporate
So if he
Kane.
was in the mid card.
Yeah, it doesn't. Corbin Kane doesn't like annoy me that
So you
much.
want Kane to be Intercontinental Champion, basically.
No, I don't want him holding a belt. I just want him there, like a part of the
Well,
furniture or
then
something.
what is he gonna do if he's just there?
He can be corporate Kane. He can just be corporate Kane.
And not do anything.
Yep, that works for me. And the thing is that they could push anyone. They could literally push anybody. They could push. They could bring up Baron Corbin and make him the next Kane.
No.
Anybody! Fucking
It's in
anyone!
developmental for a reason, Andy. We said this
I
last.
know, but like eventually they could bring him up as like the next Kane or something. And the thing is, it's like they've got a fucking entire NXT roster of people. Why don't you just fucking pick one to be that guy that replaces Kane. Like you have a lot of people on your roster. You've got like Luke Harper who could probably replace Kane. You have like, not saying put give him a mask by any stretch of the fucking imagination, but I'm saying, look, you want a monster guy. Hello, he could kick people in the face. That will do. Like,
you appear to be forgetting about the existence of Baum Strowman.
Yeah, but he is shit.
Why? Why, Andy? Why is Braun Strowman shit?
He's green as goose shit.
How can you tell?
Because he can't do anything.
What do you want him to do? Five knuckle shuffles? You want him to do fucking shooting star presses off the top rope? What do you want from him?
I don't know.
He's like 7 foot, he's like 689 pounds. What is he gonna do? He's gonna look intimidating, he's gonna be this big fuck off guy who can't be knocked down.
His name sucks.
Why?
This is bad.
What's wrong with Beef Stroganoff?
What's right? What's right with it? That's a better question.
Okay, sure, the name's weird, but...
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I just kind of don't see the point in having Kane in a main event. Like, Seth Rollins could have a better feud with fucking anybody.
Name at least five.
Exactly. Like, even...
No, Andy. Name five people. Five people.
Okay.
On the current roster right now that Seth Rollins can have a good feud with.
Dolph Ziggler.
Why?
Reasons. Dolph is great.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not. He's booked like shit.
Yeah, but if you book him well, I mean.
If you book Kane well, it can be okay. It's not a question of booking people. It's in the company right now, in the position they're in right now. Who?
Okay.
Five names.
Samoa Joe? Why are you laughing at that? If he beats Joe, that...
Why?
Oh, okay, cool. Right,
There's no reason for him to face Samoa Joe. What reason would there be for him to face Samoa Joe?
He turns up. I don't pick up. Fine, look. I'm not the how guy. I'm the guy that just give.
I'm the guy that just says names. I would have my EWR that I would fantasy book.
Let's do this guy, right?
Right.
You figure the rest out how it works. But I'm like fucking.
Okay, so Samoa Joe is one name. Anybody else?
Even Randy Orton.
They've already done Randy Orton.
Oh, they're great.
Do you not remember anything that happened around Extreme Rules? Or Payback? Or WrestleMania?
This is what I mean. They're not pushing anyone. I mean, fucking push someone.
I can't believe you haven't said Roman Reigns yet.
Oh, yeah. Dean Ambrose.
Oh, that guy.
Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose.
They've done Dean Ambrose.
Shield? That was a thing.
They could do a triple threat with those guys. Yes, I agree. That would be...
Dean Ambrose was... When Dean Ambrose feuded with Seth Rollins, that was one of the most over things in the entire company. And then the feud kind of never really ended. It just kind of died.
No, it's one of those things that they can constantly go back to and revisit. They don't have to have a certified end to it.
And that's, I mean, do that. Who else?
They have done that.
Again, do it again! Who else is on that roster? I fucking don't know.
Exactly.
Fuck. But the
reason
point is...
the reason why Kane is in the main event with Seth Rollins, and I know Kane is old, he's been around forever, he's stale to a lot of people. But the point is, you want Seth to be put over. Who better than the guy who's been there for a very long time? Almost akin to The Undertaker. Kane. Who better to put him over than Kane?
I mean, I know it's...
It's Kane! That's one of the biggest names in wrestling.
True. I mean, the only thing is, I just don't want to see these old tossers with belts. It terrifies me.
Well, he's not going to get the belt. That's the thing. Kane, everyone is always worried about these part-timers coming in, like Sting, like Kane, and they're worried that Seth Rollins is randomly going to lose his WWE Championship that he's had since WrestleMania, by the way. He's randomly going to lose that to Kane. No, sorry. Not happening.
I just don't see what good it will do. I mean, at this point, Kane is just a guy.
The good it will do is that it will extend Seth Rollins' title reign onto his next feud, and then he'll eventually lose it once he beats CM Punk's record, which I kind of have a smarky hope that he would do.
I mean...
Unless he randomly loses it to Sheamus, in which case Seth Rollins is now magically babyface.
The only good thing to come out of this is potentially Seth comes out as a face.
I don't know. He can work a face, sure, but he's infinitely better as a heel. He's like Edge.
I mean, true, but
Whatever problems do you have with Kane? Because I wanna get all of your grievances out of the way before we move on to why I think this actually isn't the worst thing on Earth or in
just
Hell.
boring. It's just
How is it boring?
he's got no character. It's just I used to wear a mask, now I wear a
He
mask.
has two characters. One character being the corporate Kane, who is like, I'm just a guy in a suit, I'm not the demon. I have a demon, yes, but it's under
But I
control, or
feel
whatever the
like
fuck
it's
the
just
explanation is. And there's Demon Kane, who is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, go fuck yourself.
the issue with Kane, and I mean, he is the least annoying out of Kane, Big Show, Sting, because at least Kane can still go, kind of.
As I say, he's safe in the ring. He can perform perfectly well in the ring. There's
Yeah.
no worries with that. Sure,
The
he's a bit
problem
of a
is,
stale move set, but that's something that can be worked around depending on who you work with. And when you're working with someone like Seth Rollins, who has a very wide and varied move set, I think it would be fine.
I just don't think he has, like, an entertaining fucking character at all. And it's proof in the pudding, right? The Raw rating was fucking awful. The lowest it's been since God knows when.
Yeah, but the rating has nothing to do with who's on the program. It's the fact that the program is 3 hours long and opens with 20-minute boring promos
This is
most of the
also true,
time.
yes. This
You can't,
there's a whole load of fuck ups.
you can't
Kane is
blame
part
the
of it, too.
ratings on one certain thing. It's definitely not Kane, I can tell you that now. The ratings are a mixture of many, many things. Kane might be in there. Who knows? But there's no way we can prove that. So, moot point with the ratings.
I just don't know.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. We've had Kane on our screens for decades now. And it's been more or less the same character since day one.
Yeah,
Like The Undertaker. However, would Kane be any worse or any better if he only appeared part-time? If he wasn't on Raw every single week and he wasn't in the Terrible Authority storyline, which apparently has no end,
I
would that be
kind of,
better? But then again, you hate part-timers, so.
yeah, I because there's no point getting invested. Like, take the Dean Ambrose thing, right?
Right.
That got bumped off because of,
Well, it didn't get bumped off. The feud came to its natural conclusion after a certain amount of time, and then they moved on to the next one.
I don't know, they kind of kept going with it. I mean, the thing is that there's no point getting invested in any character if you know they're just gonna fuck off like a month later.
See, I disagree. I personally disagree. I understand there's a hatred for part-timers in that they are only there for a certain amount of time and that they only perform a certain amount of dates, whatever the fuck it is in their contract. I take, for instance, Brock Lesnar.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there are exceptions because with Brock, he's used in a way that doesn't piss me off. Like, in the way that, okay, yes, he was champion,
And that was good.
but the thing is that he's booked in a way that actually is credible, and like, you don't mind seeing him, and it's not shoved down your throat every 5 seconds. Like, how many Kane segments are there? It's just like, the fact Kane came out of a fucking ambulance with smoke coming out of it, and it's hokey as cheesy and
It's wrestling, Andy.
God, it's so
Do you remember
bad.
the
Brock
Buried Alive
is Brock
matches,
Lesnar, right?
Andy?
I can believe that Brock Lesnar, when he appears on screen, that is Brock Lesnar. That is what he does. That's who he is. I imagine that's what he's like as a person, probably. I don't know. I don't know the guy, but fuck. It's more of a credible fucking thing than a guy coming out of a fucking ambulance with smoke coming out of it, just limping, and then he's like, oh, I'm okay now, I'm okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, no. Just, I prefer people rather than goofy, weird shit that doesn't make sense. Like, Seth Rollins' character is great because I can believe that Seth Rollins acts like a twat. That's probably, like, he's the same guy that also sends dick pics out to people. So yes, he probably is that kind of guy in real life. Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar. Like, Hell, I mean, even like I can imagine John Cena really is John Cena in that sense. He just loves the company and fucking all that kind of thing. I can believe that Dolph Ziggler would fucking be like that.
Andy. Undertaker.
That's stupid as well.
You think The Undertaker's stupid?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this is news to me. I always thought you were an Undertaker fan.
Fuck no.
Fuck no?
No.
Okay, so...
I mean, his moveset's good because he does MMA-based stuff, which makes sense because if you were in a fight, you'd fucking do
Yeah,
stuff,
sure,
but...
it makes sense for the zombie to do MMA.
Yeah, again, that doesn't make a lot of sense either, does it? See, dumb. These two are just...
You were just saying how it's good that he does MMA moves, and now you're like, no, it's dumb that he does MMA moves.
He's like a fucking real human being and not a fucking zombie. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's stupid.
Okay,
just...
so what I'm getting from you is that you don't like comic booky characters that have no way, or no belonging, sorry, in the realm of reality. You prefer Brock Lesnar, who got his ribs broken at the Royal Rumble and continued the match anyway.
Yeah.
And you prefer Seth Rollins. Okay. Okay.
I prefer...
That's a fair criticism. I will give you that.
That's my other thing with Kane. Because he's never been in a good feud either. When's
what
he ever been
hell?
In a good feud?
What the hell? Kane has never been in a good feud. Excuse you?
Okay, not never. I meant recently. In
recently.
Recent memory.
Recently, okay.
Recent memory.
Now
right, I know Undertaker and Kane was good. I know, Kane.
That was a hallmark in wrestling history.
Exactly. I'm not dumb. I know that's good. Fine. But I mean, recent history. Right? The thing that he did with John Cena going, Cena sucks, was awful.
Cena sucks.
He pushed...
Buy Cena socks on the shop channel.
He even pushed fucking Zack Ryder off the stage and ended his career, pretty much. Well, after that was it. He was in a wheelchair as well.
Inadvertently ended his career because everyone stopped caring after that.
Yeah. Kane versus Kane at one point, that was a thing.
10 years ago?
Okay, right, recent memory. Kane and The Undertaker, that feud was awful, where, like, had inside Hell in a Cell, and it had this fucking urn with a torch inside it, clearly, and it's like, ugh.
When he debuted?
And he, no... This is like...
Or round two at WrestleMania.
4 years ago or something. This is like
4 years.
Or 4 years
it was
ago.
Not 4 years ago. There's
but
no
it
way.
It happened.
There's no way, Andy.
It was at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Right, I'm looking
Undertaker
this up.
Versus Kane for the world title.
I'm
that happened.
Up.
Like, recent memory.
Hell in a Cell, what year, Andy?
I don't know. 2011.
2011.
12? I don't know. Maybe 10.
Alright, Google is being responsibly slow, so we're going to have to wait for that. But to say Kane has never had a good feud is ridiculous. To say he's had no memorable feuds in recent memory, or if they were memorable, they were shit. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But with the WWE, with their feuds, I like to believe it's 50-50 on feuds. It's like a coin toss. You can toss up the coin. You have a 50-50 chance of it being heads or tails. Like with Kane... Or any wrestler, for that matter. You flip up a coin, you have a 50-50 chance of a feud being good, or shit. What's to say this feud with Seth Rollins isn't going to be miraculously good? Which I think it is already.
I mean, I don't know. I'd rather have Seth feud with someone else. To put him over, like anybody, I don't know.
Somebody else who can put Seth over.
Yeah, like... Undertaker, no.
Undertaker.
No. Who else is there? I don't know.
You don't know.
Chris Jericho. That would be cool.
Okay, sure. Chris Jericho, yeah, that's...
Because you could say that, like, Jericho was that kind of dickhead heel back in the day. You know what I mean? You could make comparisons and stuff. I don't know. I mean, Jericho, maybe?
Oh, yeah, but he's also a part-timer, which you dislike, so...
I don't mind part-timers if they put people over, but I don't like part-timers...
Well, who's to say that part-timers haven't already put Seth Rollins over? Like Sting, when he won that match clean. Sting put him over, man.
Sting in WWE is one of the worst things ever. I don't know why he
came
back.
I know he's booked badly because he hasn't won
but
any
it doesn't
important
matter. He's
matches.
lost 2 out of 3 matches. It's like, is it, and he's old, and he hurt himself during the match, which WWE have made really clear. So it's almost like he didn't really win clean. He beat a 50-year-old,
56-year-old.
Loser.
Sure, okay, but Kane is not Sting.
Yes, Kane is the least offensive of them all, but Kane is still in the offensive kind of get off my screen. It's 2015, for fuck's sake.
Dear Ofcom, I am writing to complain about Kane. He is on my screen. Why?
Ofcom, I'm not going to give a fuck about Kane.
So then why should you? What's the problem?
Because I'm paying this company.
Are you?
I'm giving him $9.99, Michael.
Okay, you don't have to.
But I like NXT.
You don't have to. You really...
I know, but then the people on NXT don't get paid. And then
you,
it looks
do you
bad.
Really think that's how it works, Andy?
Probably not, no.
I buy the network, therefore I fund NXT.
I don't fund NXT. It costs more than $9.99, Michael.
Exactly.
But
so your
still,
point is
if
irrelevant.
If everyone does that, then fuck, you know what I mean? How does Kevin Owens get paid? Oh, no, wait, he's on the
what
boat.
Is,
how does
my
Finn
God,
Balor
Andy.
Get paid?
He gets paid by WWE.
Yeah, but...
Who get revenue from everything other than the network.
But it's like...
It's not their main source of income.
Fine.
It helps, sure, but it's a minority. Close to being a majority at this point, based on how many users they have. But to say that
well, I like
you pay for the network...
Stuff, so... And it's in HD, so...
So really, you can't complain. Fine. All I'm saying is, right, everyone's making out Kane to be terrible, and yes, he has been terrible recently, I will give you that. But this feud, in particular with Seth Rollins, so far,
all right, okay.
I think it's okay. I think it's good what they're doing with his character. I think it's something different. This is the key. This is something we haven't seen in WWE, at least. We've seen it in TNA, and it was terrible. But we haven't seen it in WWE... Either in a while or never.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I will be the devil's advocate for the demon Kane.
My God.
What I'll do is I'll see how this feud is. If it is fucking terrible, I will forever hate Kane. If it's okay, I'll give Kane a pass on this one.
And then presume to hate him forever based on the next thing he does.
Pretty much, yes.
So, what? Why? Why bother, giving him a pass if you're going to hate him again afterwards?
Right, I'll give him a pass.
I'm not saying
forever.
You should be a Kane fan for life after this. I'm just saying accept that this is an okay feud and that Kane is capable of being a good superstar in 2015. Which I think he is. I've outlined why I'm a fan of this. I think it's different.
I've outlined why I'm not.
I think it's good. I think it's something else. That's the thing. I think it's something else. Other than boring authority segments. Boring Seth Rollins promos. And yes, I'm a Seth Rollins fan. Yes, I think he's the best on the mic. Too much.
Oh, yeah.
Overexposed
like,
is a bad thing.
The thing is... The whole fucking thing is, it's not just Kane, it's not just Big Show, it's like... Is
why
this
is Big Show even involved in this? I don't know why you keep bringing him up.
Because people online are making comparisons with Big Show and Kane.
Because they were partners for the longest time in the Authority, and now Big Show has randomly not been a part of the Authority recently.
When is the Authority gonna end?
It won't. It's a never-ending story.
God.
They tried to end it last year in Survivor Series. Didn't work. Now they're just there forever.
It did work. The writers are just so dumb. They can't be like, oh, we can't have an authority for more than fucking 6 weeks. Otherwise, we fucking don't know what to do. We're supposed to be creative, lol.
Well, think about it. Every single wrestling company has an authority except for New Japan. And kind of Ring of Honor. But there's always a controlling factor in these companies. For better or for worse,
just say
you
can it was the
agree.
WWE board of directors. You don't need the fucking people on screen.
Well, no, but then who's going to book matches?
The board of directors.
The board of directors.
I don't know. Fucking some guy. Just make him up. Timmy McGee.
You're never going to see him. Timmy McGee
on the board of directors was like, LOL, we're going to have Kane wrestle tonight.
Why? Why, Timmy? Why, Timmy McGee?
Who cares?
Why is Kane wrestling?
Oh, God, this cup is so weird. Right.
You need a reason for these matches to happen. That's a thing as well. There's a reason why Seth Rollins and Kane is happening. What did you just
why
do?
Why is it happening?
You just clink glasses together?
I've got two cups here, yes, by accident.
Oh, double fisting. So, Kane and Seth Rollins have a history that's been going on since last year. Last year. That's a long time. It's like a pregnancy, right? The reason why they're fighting is because they hate each other. And because Seth Rollins is a cowardly little bitch, and Kane has helped him in the past, winning Money in the Bank, and Seth refuses to acknowledge that. That's why they're fighting.
That's why I don't care.
It's not just LOL, the Matadors are fighting the primetime players because there's no one else. That's not what that is. It's like there's a reason for this year to be happening, at least.
Yeah, but there isn't anyone else, though. We've proved there isn't anyone else.
Well, it's not that we've proved there's no one else. It's that they refuse to build anyone up to be there.
But that's kind of the problem. You wouldn't need to use Kane.
You can have Roman Reigns. You can have Bray Wyatt, even though you hate Bray Wyatt for no discernible reason. You can have other people.
I don't hate Bray.
You hate Bray Wyatt. You've never liked the Wyatts. Don't lie.
Okay, I hate
them. Why the fuck you lying?
Why the fuck you lying? Right, so I...
Yes, that's what I just said. Is there an echo here? What the fuck?
Also.
Build up contenders is the thing.
Yeah, that's what I want. I just want...
So you don't have to have Kane. So that you don't have to sting. There's a reason.
I want new people.
Okay.
Is that so hard?
Apparently so.
It's fucking not. You have a developmental system full of good people.
There's a main roster of good people.
Well, fucking... There's no reason then. You have no reason for this to be this bad.
That's the way they book people.
To a guy from the 90s.
It's the way they book people to be 50-50. Victories are meaningless. There's no point to most of them. Feuds culminate in nothing.
And the people that they're desperately trying to get people to care about, like Sheamus, are fucking terrible.
Because they are booked improperly.
Nally, Sheamus, if he was booked like a monster heel, ironically, he could have been the monster! They booked it right!
Could have been. Crazy
but they
Irish
didn't!
Man.
They gave him a mohawk and a weird beard, and he just yells, Bella! Or whatever the hell he says.
Awa Bella.
Whatever. Like, I'm partly Irish and I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. This thing is stupid. This company's dumb.
So, the company's dumb. Kane is kind of dumb. That's the moral of the story here that we've got going here.
Yep. I hate Kane.
I like Kane. Give Kane...
You like Kane! Tell us in the comments down below.
You could. Hashtag... Give Kane a chance.
Hashtag fuck off Kane.
Whoever gets the most of those will be the winner for this week. So
no, actually, you can't put fuck off Kane. All right, go away, Kane.
Kane, go away. Come again, never.
That's too many characters. You need it. You need it. Short, sweet, and I don't know. I can't speak.
You need an Andy-sized thing to put in the category.
Yes.
Hashtag no.
Hashtag Andy size thing.
Hashtag this is the end now.
Hashtag goodbye.
No, who have we been? Where can you find us?
All right, yes. I have been Andy One. And with me is all... Oh, God.
I don't got a throat.
I've been Sam Brooks. You can find us on Facebook with The Supler. You can also find us on Twitter at The Supler. You can also go to supler.com. We have a wide variety of articles. Some written by our newly returned co-host, Glenn Fielding. And also.
Find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google+.
Just said those things.
Did you? Well, I just...
Oh my God, you're not listening. Oh my God.
I am. I'm just tired.
Goodbye, everybody. Driving me insane. I'm not sure if I can be having a good day.